Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
It is about to be that spooky season, Han Solo season. Yoga pants, flannels, and vests, and boots, high boots, and pumpkin spice, and pumpkin beer, and I want to go to haunt a house. Gaming podcast.
Spooky gaming podcast.
Spooky gaming podcast.
It's Gamers 2 Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interests. Interestante.
It's really weird that Transylvania is Spanish.
Yeah.
Interestante. I want to suck your blood.
The old spooky season. I like fall.
We're going to burn time because I forgot to turn my tablet on, so keep talking.
I like Oktoberfest beer.
Yes, both true.
But what I hate about...
Or I guess that's New Belgium.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Fat Tire is a New Belgium beer.
What I hate about it is football season.
Wow, that's rude.
And
you can say you just hate football fans. That's okay.
No, I just hate football.
Oh, never mind.
And then
tempted to help you back off it.
The whole, like, I'm not a fan of, like, horror movies or anything like that. So, like, I don't know, the whole Halloween thing is kind of annoying because people are just really hard with it.
So I'm not a fan of horror movies either. In like general, because most of them are terrible. And they're not even like the haha campy funny.
Yeah.
Like, sure, there's ones when they try to do that and you're like, oh man, these are so tropey. It's like semi entertaining because it's just bad. But like the Halloween movies and whatever are kind of like, all right, yeah, you know what's going to happen. Like horror movies since Silent Hill, they just don't do it anymore, you know?
I don't know. I never was a fan of them. And like, it's not that.
No ripping a skin off of somebody and throwing it at the door.
Yeah.
Descending into hell. Jason's kind of whatever. Freddy's whatever.
There is just a high concentration of things I dislike in this time of year.
Paranormal's kind of bullshit. No, it's a spooky haunting. Like, oh, whatever, I don't care. Football I'm fine with. Horror movies are kind of meh. Halloween candy, apples.
Yep, it is apples.
Cider.
Cider's delicious.
All the other
apple,
the food stuffs around this time are,
yeah. The old cider donuts are pretty delicious.
Cider donuts, apple crisp, a little bit of ice cream, a little warm apple crisp.
Delicious,
so good. Not a warm apple cider person, though. Those people are heathens.
I don't know about that. I like some. I do partake in a hot cider ever, at least once a season.
You probably like a hot toddy too.
No.
Just a hot cider.
All right. Just hot cider.
I don't even remember what a hot toddy is. Oh. I know it's a drink, but
a little hot cider, cold cider. For some reason, I feel like cold cider is more likely to give me heartburn. The hot cider, which really doesn't make any sense.
I'm no philanthropist, but I don't know why that would be any different.
Well, some things in this world just don't make sense. We're just not meant to understand them.
Like this podcast's ability to delay telling you the new releases.
There's a lot of them.
And my mic just...
Several Baker dozens. It just collapsed. Just was like...
No, it's... This might be a problem. This thing might be signing its death warrant.
Doesn't understand the forces that it plays with.
But anyway, let's talk about number one. Trepang 2 for the PlayStation and Xbox. Number two, Battle Shapers on PC. Number three, High on Life, High on Knife DLC. Number four, The Lamplighters League for PC and Xbox. Number five, Scorn comes to PS5. Number six, Silent Hope for the PC and Switch. Number seven, Station to Station for PC. Number eight, Synergia for PS5 and Xbox. Number nine, The Fabulous Fear Machine for PC. Number 10, Worldless for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 11, Assassin's Creed Mirage, which I think is out. That seems early.
I think so.
Maybe that might have been pre-order. I didn't double check this list.
Fine. I feel like people have been playing it. So
I didn't check my sources. Yeah, but that people have been playing Forza 2, and that's not out because it's been preview copies.
Initial release, October 5th.
Okay, all right. Whew. Number 12, Asterisk and Obelisk. Wait. Asterisk and Obelisk. Yeah, okay, Heroes. For PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Because they spelled both Asterisk and Obelisk wrong, I wasn't sure. I'd like, brain farted.
Yeah, that's fair.
Number 13, Bang on Balls Chronicles for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch.
Interesting.
Number 14, The Bloodline for PC. Number 15, Cricket 24 for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Number 16, The Dark Pictures Anthology, Little Hope, made its way to Switch. That was the one that was from last year on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
Folk Hero for PC. Gazzlers for PSVR 2. Hidden Through Time 2, Myths and Magic for PC. Knight vs. Giant, The Broken Excalibur for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 21, Stop Dead for the PC. Number 22, Sweet Dreams, Alex for the PC. Number 23, Wargroove 2 for PC and Switch. Number 24, Detective Pikachu Returns for the Switch. Number 25, Sunshine Manor for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. And number 26, Sword Art Online, Last Recollection for PC, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Those Sword Art games, man, they just don't end.
Does Sword Art ever end?
It doesn't seem to be.
It's like the One Piece.
But not as good, generally.
I think that's agreed.
Objectively the case.
Just so long, though.
One Piece?
Both.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's got time for that?
Who's got time for headlines?
I don't know if this week's worth the time to make these
rumor about just skip 10 stories and go right into rumors.
There's only going to be a couple that we'll probably even have anything to really like comment on, because it'll just be like, okay.
the nature of my being. What is your nature of your soul? Okay.
I exist. I don't know. You want evens or odds?
Evens.
All right. Number one, Puny Human has announced that it is in the process of shutting down after 16 years of operations. In a statement, CEO and studio manager Mike Sanders cited unpaid payments for co-development work as the biggest factor in the company's collapse. Most recently, Puny Human has taken on co-development by providing support for titles such as The Callisto Protocol, The Bard's Tale 4, Tribes of Midgard, and Trover Saves the Universe. I'm confused. Like, if you aren't being paid for work, why don't you just, like...
not do the work?
Yeah, either that or, like, should you not be suing these companies to be like, hey, pay us?
That's the part where I'd be like, yes, just sue them.
You think at this point he's just like,
obviously you still also reach that point where you have to pay legal fees and do whatever. Mm-hmm. So you might still be in like a weird scenario where it's like, hopefully you still get your employees paid, even if you're shuttering the company type of thing. But it's wild that they haven't been paid by the Callisto Protocol, Bardstale 4, Tribes of Midgard, and Trover. Like, those are all decently large games.
Is it like none of them have paid you, or one of them hasn't paid you, or like what's going on?
Yeah.
Or you just, it's gotten difficult and you are just like, fuck it, I'm done.
Right. There's a lot of other reasons it could be. Number two, Naughty Dog is laying off at least 25 developers this month with no severance, according to a Kotaku report, citing two sources familiar with the situation. The outlet said the cuts are coming from the studio's contractor workforce and do not include full-time employees. While the layoffs span a variety of departments, most of the people losing work are coming from the QA team. Shocking. Sources told Kotaku that management has pressured employees to keep news of the cuts quiet. Kotaku reports that the multiplayer spinoff of The Last of Us hasn't yet been canceled, but is effectively shelved for now. Unfortunately, The Last of Us 2 Remastered has been spotted on the LinkedIn profile of a Naughty Dog developer, and if you are Matt and I, you are ready to tear your hair out.
There's a few other places that are reporting that other places have reported the same thing, that they shelved the multiplayer game.
That they shelved the multiplayer and then are working on a Last of Us 2 remaster.
Yes. They shelved the multiplayer and then prioritized the remaster. So
I don't know about you, Matt. You know what? I know enough about you. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
All right.
Because I'm just going to get angry, and it's things we've said before. It's things I'm going to have words on Tuesday when I go back into the office.
Mm-hmm.
And we my coworker and I were just talking about Naughty Dog, and like, we were talking specifically about the Jim Ryan leaving.
Yeah.
And I was pitching your transition theory of like single player games into live service and yada yada. And I was using this as an example of like, well, now they've done this and they're working on making a really big live service game. And now he's leaving. This is shelved. And it's like,
yeah, the pieces are.
The puzzle is just somebody walked back up to it and did the meme we've seen where the person puts in the final piece and they just swipe the entire puzzle off the table and you're like, I don't understand anymore.
What a mess. Number three, iRacing has
if that game comes out, I don't want to talk about it anymore. If Last of Us Part 2 comes out remastered,
it will, yeah,
in the next year,
okay,
and sells
bonkers
at all. At any significant number, I guess significant can also mean low, but at any significantly large number, I'm going to scream into a pillow.
It does feel like this would be a watershed moment or something. Because like, if The Last of Us Part 2 remaster sells well, there's no fucking hope.
No, there's no hope at all. You're done getting new games.
Yeah. If it sells poorly, then like it's like, all right, whew, dodge the bullet.
Then you can be happy that the video game industry at least can semi-police itself.
Yeah. Number three, iRacing has acquired the NASCAR simulation-style console racing game license. And when they said that specifically, I'm assuming they have separate licenses for simulation and arcade style, which is interesting. But continuing, the deal will see 704 Games, a subsidiary of Motorsport Games, transfer the rights. Also, it was announced that a new NASCAR console title is projected to be released in 2025 by iRacing. Interesting. NASCAR Heat 5 and NASCAR Rivals will remain available to consumers and will be supported by Motorsport Games throughout next year.
Interesting.
It is. Motorsports is like, ugh. Not doing well.
No, not really.
I don't think they're long for this world in their current guise.
Agreed. Number four. Sony has contacted nearly 6,800 current and former employees, advising them that their personal information was compromised in a cyber breach. The hack recorded by the office of the main attorney general was conducted by ransomware group Clomp and took place from May 28th until May 30th. The breach accessed the personal information from a vulnerability in Sony's file transfer platform, MoveIt. Sony confirmed that the exploit was fixed, those affected by the hacker being offered credit monitoring and identity restoration services. The news comes a week after Sony announced it was investigating the claim that another ransomware had breached its systems.
Having some trouble there.
Yep. They do be having that trouble. Just it's funny that it's Sony and then it's the office of the Maine Attorney General.
Yeah.
Maine, the state, yeah. Not like Maine as in focus point.
I'm assuming the file transfer platform is specific proprietary to Sony, like something they built in-house?
Maybe.
Do you recognize
it? I don't know. I think they've talked about it before in things that we've mentioned, but I can't remember if it was something that is a build from them or something that they like bought and then put in-house.
Mm-hmm. Sony. Wild. All right, number five, Telltale Games has laid off an unknown number of its team members due to, quote, current market conditions, end quote. Former employee and cinematic artist Jonah Huang claimed on social media that the developer, quote, laid most of us off in early September, end quote. Telltale Games did not share the number of employees they were let go, but clarified that, quote, all projects currently in development are still in production, end quote. This includes The Wolf Among Us 2, which was pushed back to 2024 earlier this year to avoid crunch and burnout and to account for the switch from Unreal Engine 4 to Unreal Engine 5.
You want to talk about not being long for this world? Telltale, a second time, might not be long for this world.
Poor Telltale. Are they independent? Someone own them?
No, they didn't get bought. That's part of the problem. They need to get bought.
They do need to get bought.
Because they started out selling off parts and bits and pieces of themselves and then downscaling and then all of a sudden came back when they did like the crowdfunding thing to then say Wolf Among Us 2 and whatever, but they need to get bought by like Sony.
Yeah, I mean, they feel like a shoo-in for Microsoft.
Oh, they're an easy one for Microsoft. Guaranteed Game Pass games, yada, yada. Yeah. Number six, Epic Games is raising the price of its Unreal Engine for developers outside the gaming industry. Epic Games CEO Tim Sweeney revealed that from next year, industries outside of game development will only be able to access Unreal Engine via a seat-based enterprise software licensing model. He clarified that the licensing model would not be, quote, unusually expensive or inexpensive, end quote, and would work similarly to Maya and Photoshop. I don't know what Maya is.
I don't know either.
Terms have yet to be announced, but Sweeney wanted to discuss the change for transparency, explaining that it was necessary to bring our engine revenue back and associated with the teams that are doing the work in the industries. End quote. Sweeney also clarified that in light of discussions around the engine royalties regarding the recent Unity controversy, the only conversations that Epic has had regarding their 5% revenue share model is how they can lower it.
Maya looks like a 3D modeling and special effects software.
Oh, okay.
Learn something new every day. I appreciate the transparency, Tim Sweeney. I don't trust you.
Tim Sweeney's up to something.
All right, number seven. Some random Cyberpunk 2077 news. First off, CD Projekt Red has announced that Cyberpunk 2077 has sold more than 25 million units.
Pretty good.
Yep. Impressive. And some more impressive numbers. CD Projekt has spent over $120 million on Cyberpunk 2077 since launch, accounting for updates, bug fixes, and the development and marketing of its Phantom Liberty DLC. The Phantom Liberty DLC costs roughly $84 million to make and promote. So it gives you an idea of the rest that was spent on fixing it and updating it. In comparison, Kotaku reports that it cost $174 million to develop Cyberpunk 2077 prior to launch and $142 million in marketing. What the fuck? CD Projekt also announced that the sequel to Cyberpunk 2077, codenamed Project Orion, is currently in the conceptualization stage and will be developed at its CD Projekt North American studio, with support from developers at its Polish studio. The developer revealed the beginning of its collaboration with independent entertainment company Anonymous Content, which did Mr. Robot and the OA, to create a live-action project following the success of Studio Trigger Cyberpunk Edgerunners anime. Interesting.
That's so much money.
That is so much fucking money. With just $142 million on marketing.
Yeah. So you'd be at 300 and... 11, 6... $316 million budget before it came out. Then add on 120, so you're 300 or 436 million, and then 84, you're over $500 million.
Mm-hmm. Still profitable. Kind of wild.
Better let people go. It's just not profitable enough.
Yeah, right.
Which they have actually. They did.
What's interesting to me is that they are leaving the sequel up to North America
for now.
Good point.
They've tried this before.
They have
pulled things back in
house. They have. Very recently. So.
Number 8. Blizzard Entertainment announced that Warcraft Rumble, previously known as Warcraft Arclight Rumble, will be released globally on November 3rd for Android and iOS devices. Pre-registration is already available on the Play Store and App Store. It's an action strategy game where players build their armies out of miniature versions of the franchise's heroes and villains. Warcraft Rumble will have a lot of content at launch, including a sizable single-player campaign featuring over 70 missions, each with a distinct strategic puzzle that players will have to solve. The game can also be played cooperatively in dungeons or raids, and competitively in the player versus player mode. Players can band together in guilds and try to earn seasonal rewards with war chests. Blizzard also publicly shared several 3D printer blueprints for Warcraft Rumble minis. For now, only Alliance models are available for printing. But there is crossover quests with stuff in WoW and everything else, so the month leading up promotion is going hard.
You gonna check it out?
Yeah, 100%.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I've seen some people playing it a little bit, but I haven't, like, they've been, like, on stream where they've just been in the middle of something, and I haven't, like, paid too much attention, but it'll be something that I can have on my phone, and because Google Play has a PC equivalent, I can also have it on there, so it might just be one of those where it's, like, again, waiting for a group in a dungeon, and I'm just kind of playing that to kill time.
Yeah, I like the idea that they released the minis. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
And do some resin printing.
Hopefully they do more of them.
Yeah. for sure. Number 9. Silent Hill Ascension will be released on October 31st. It's an interactive streaming series where viewers will influence the story's development. It is modeled after GenVid's Miles, massively interactive live events technology already seen in the Facebook show Rival Peak. Fans will be able to interact with Silent Hill Ascension through the Android and iOS streaming apps or with a desktop PC through the official website. Now for a brief overview. The series follows multiple main characters from locations around the world tormented by new and terrifying monsters. Lurking in the shadows, these monsters threaten to consume people, their children, and entire towns as they're drawn into the darkness by both recent murders and long-suppressed guilt and fears. Join this immersive journey as your decisions shape the story, leading to gripping moments of redemption, suffering, or damnation. I didn't know Facebook had a interactive show, but I'm so far removed from Facebook now that
same.
I'm happy that I don't know that.
I'm so far removed, I'm deactivated. We'll see. I'm curious to see if this has any like pickup at all that I see about it on other things or that somebody brings it up.
Yeah. I'm curious about how it works and how well it works. But not curious enough to
do it.
Yeah. But I'm also curious if there is.
Because if I hear at least one other person be like, oh, yeah, no, we tried it over like the weekend, I'll be like, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. At least I know that it reached somebody.
Mm-hmm. I kind of hope it is good. Like it the format is good and it works out because the idea of it is the
concept. Yeah, the concept is good and it could be applied to other things.
But then again, like, you know, if you make a decision and it's not the decision that everyone else chooses, then you're like, well,
you kind of feel bad.
This. I don't, you know.
Well, number 10, it is time for the rumor roundup. Metal Gear Solid Delta is using Unreal Engine.
I don't know what Metal Gear Solid Delta is. I don't remember.
I believe that was the remake that was coming or whatever.
Okay.
Lies of P is getting DLC.
Good for Lies of P.
The Nintendo Switch 2 console will release in the last few months of 2024 and in two different models, according to rumors online. September 24th, 2024, two models will be available at launch, a standard model that will retail for $450 and a digital-only option that will retail for $400. We'll see.
Yeah.
Sony Santa Monica is working on a new God of War.
I would hope.
And Gearbox is reviving hero shooter MOBA Gigantic for a limited time. A journalist received an invitation to a private gameplay session this upcoming weekend, dubbed a Gigantic throwback event. The event also includes some new gameplay modes previously unavailable in the game, and I'm so curious what any of that means.
I am also curious about that.
I remember Gigantic, and they officially had never killed it, but it died.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, all right. And
it quietly went away.
Why are you bringing it back?
I think I know.
So many questions.
I think I get it. I think they're hoping for, if they do it like as a limited time thing, they'll get the
interest.
Money. Yeah, they'll get that. There's a word I had in my mind there, but then I lost it. I'm like having trouble thinking today. You know, they'll get that spike of interest from it being an exclusive event.
Yeah, yeah, FOMO.
Yes. And then they'll pull it away, and then they'll just keep doing it. Like, that will become, like, a business model at some point.
Maybe. I mean, Gearbox is also trying to get sold, and they really didn't have anything to kind of offer because there's a Borderlands movie that's not out. The last Borderlands was X amount of years ago because Tiny Tina's Wonderland isn't really a Borderlands. It's Borderlands-esque.
Yeah. They're just digging up old IP and being like, all right, let's see what we can make of this.
So I wonder if they're just attempting to also, like, can we show ourselves a little bit more to get more money.
Maybe hoping they strike oil or, you know, strike gold, whatever that's
something.
Is.
Yeah. Just, well, we don't really have a new Borderlands, so I don't know. Fucking Gigantic. Can you save yourselves?
I don't know. We'll see. All right. Now for some short stuff that we didn't write full paragraphs on. The Batman Arkham trilogy for Switch has been delayed until December 1st. I can't imagine, like, it's hard for me to picture the Switch running, like, half of these games.
Yeah. But, oh, yeah. No, you trust me. As I read, like, oh, the yada yada went to Switch, I was like, why?
How?
There's no way. Mortal Kombat, no way it looks good.
Epic Games has announced a partnership with the International Age Rating Coalition to rate all islands and other content published through Fortnite's creation mode. What's that?
Such a name.
What, the islands?
No, the fucking International Coalition.
Yeah. The age ratings will be introduced on November 14th, and any unrated islands will be delisted on this date. So how do your island rate it?
Submit it?
Maybe.
I guess.
Sounds good. Twitch has laid off employees for the second time this year. This time it's around 400 from the customer experience organization as the company shifts to rely more on outsourcing vendors to fill those roles, because that always turns out great.
Yeah, same with your QA department getting let go.
Yeah.
Both have worked out great in the past historically.
I guess you can do those things when you have no real competition. A group of former BioWare employees are suing the studio for better severance pay after they were laid off in August. Nintendo is shutting down Wii U and 3DS online multiplayer and services in April 2024. I thought they already did that.
Yeah, I would have put money down.
You're going to like this one. Five former executives from Ubisoft had been arrested by French police following a year-long investigation into sexual assault and harassment within the company. Ubisoft, man. Rough. Dublin-based...
It's just going to be their new title from now on. Oh, Ubisoft, rough.
Dublin-based Keyword Studios had laid off its Dragon Age Dreadwolf QA team, contracted to assist BioWare Edmonton in Canada. The recently unionized team were let go in late September after BioWare decided not to continue its contract in August.
BioWare. Common W's is what they don't get.
BioWare.
And you guys thought you were just going to see a new Mass Effect or Dragon Age.
Oh, my God. We'll see Dragon Age, but it will be the last BioWare game.
If they change game directors one more time, you might not see it. That game director list is going to be massive in the credits. Like 15 of them. fucking grace.
It's just going to say at the very end, rip BioWare.
Yeah, we're sorry. At the end of the credits, we're sorry.
Microsoft is planning to officially close its $68.7 billion acquisition of Activision Blizzard on Friday, October 13th. Sony Pictures Core, formerly known as Bravia Core, has come to PS5 and PS4. The entertainment app gives PlayStation players exclusive benefits, including early access to select Sony Pictures films. Diablo 4 is coming to Steam alongside Season 2 with crossplay and cross-progression. Activision has delayed Call of Duty Warzone Mobile's launch window to 2024. And then finally, Bethesda has released a promised 60 FPS update for Arkane's Redfall and made changes to the game's combat and gameplay. And that's it for this week's news. It was less
short,
than
sweet.
Thrilling.
Short, sweet, and to the point.
Yep.
Guess what's going to happen next week. Next week, we're not here.
We got things going on.
We're
going
to take a week off, and then we'll come back after that. And I got bad news for you. Shit's about to pop off.
Pop off. Games coming out.
We're going to come back to... It's going to look like that scene in Community when Donald Glover walks back in with the pizzas. That's what it's going to look like.
Are we... is BlizzCon happening between then or
no?
Or no?
BlizzCon is first weekend of November.
All right, so it's like 2 weeks after. Or yeah.
So that in its own will be a weekend, but no, we're just going to come back to... I think like post Spider-Man, post Forza, and other things. Something crazy is going to go down.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. It might have already happened as you're listening to this. That crazy thing might have happened. Just saying. There's every chance. But anyway, it's been 7 days. What you been up to?
Not much.
This is like half the length of our normal episode because we just kind of moved.
Yeah, we did. Well, there's nothing really to chat about. It was kind of just crap. No, I haven't been doing anything. Listening to a book. I finished. What was I reading before? I finished the book I was reading, which was. It was about World War II, Japan and the U.S. and like their racist propaganda. I'm currently reading a book that is basically pre-Civil War, like all the events leading up to the Civil War, the U.S. Civil War. And that's really about it. Watching anime when I can. I watched Ahsoka. That was...
I've heard like that they had a couple like good episodes, but that the series as itself was kind of bleh, and the ending was not good.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like half the series. Feels like half a show.
Oh, that's... Yeah, that's...
The most interesting character from the show, the actor, passed away. So that's great. And then Ray Stevenson.
Oh, I was trying to think of who passed away, and then yeah, all right.
Yeah, so that's that. And that's about where I'm at. I mean, I haven't done any more Starfield. Who knows if I'll be able to get back at that at some point. I generally play the Assassin's Creed games, but any sort of gaming for me is like a questionable thing at best, so.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's
I feel that. I don't experience that, but yeah, I understand.
That's fair. That's where I'm at. Where are you at?
I acknowledge your pain. just while waiting on a patch release date, looking for, you know, all the patch notes for that coming up. Blah 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 research, blah 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 nerd. Looking at BlizzCon, kind of wondering what's gonna happen. Playing Cocoon, played for maybe like 2 hours or so, and had a fun puzzle solving time, and then stopped myself so I can go back and play, hopefully more this weekend. And I don't know how long it is, so I might be able to just finish it this weekend. But it like sucked me in, and it was fun, and it was just casual, and I was just chilling, and I was like, all right, yeah, this is the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I've stopped playing Starfield. I was 20 hours in when I said, I've had enough. It's not like it's bad. It's just. I don't know. It's just not my vibe. I was Game Pass, so I have no buyer's remorse of like I need to finish it. And I'm an adult. I can put things down when they're no longer entertaining. I don't need to suffer. There's a lot of games coming. So,
So a coworker of mine finished Starfield,
mm-hmm.
and he finished it. And was like, yeah, it was fine. And then he started Baldur's Gate, and he was like. He's like a couple minutes in. I was like, "This game's fucking amazing."
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like completely sucked in, and his tone for that versus Starfield is two different worlds. You know, like,
there was one of the guys at work was asking me he's like, "Oh, have you played Starfield or have you played Baldur's Gate or you know, have you been playing anything?" Yada yada. And I was like, "Yeah, I'm playing Starfield, but it's just not. It tries to do too much that other games do really well, and it you know, there's just it's not." Bad. It's just not as good as it should be, and
like missing some character.
Yeah, it's something. It's a little bit of milk toast. It's like but there are a lot of good things about it too. Like I can speak to some of the visuals, like when you're in space and just have that moment of like, yo, dude, I'm just floating outside this planet, and it's like that. Nah, it just feels so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then you kind of have to go like do space combat, and you're like, never mind, this feels like ass. you're immediately taken out of your happiness. Like the shipbuilding customization is massive, but like they don't do a good job of like explaining it to you the first time of like kind of hand holding you through like, oh yeah, hey, let's modify your ship a little bit. Here's some free parts. Figure out how you want to put them on or don't put them on at all, but you know, just give you a little something. But you know, it's a hands off, do whatever you want type of game, which is fine. It's just I kind of reached a point where I'm like, I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
The main story wasn't enticing at all.
The juice was not worth the squeeze.
Yeah. The side story that I was on was slightly more entertaining, but then I was just kind of reaching that point where I was like, I don't really care, though. Then had that thought of like, well, if I stop doing it, am I going to get killed by like pirates somewhere because I stopped helping them? I don't know. Like, all right, you know what? I'm just gonna walk away and use that space I just uninstalled and put Forza in it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, I got Forza. City Skylines is October 24th, and that I'm so looking forward to that. Because I want to play that game. I want it to be good. Spider-Man's on its way. Assassin's Creed is already out.
Yep.
So many games.
I kind of want to play Assassin's Creed, but I didn't look at any reviews or anything.
I haven't looked at anything either. So that might be the holiday one for me. So we'll see.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's about where I'm at. Might play some Football Manager when the new one comes out. Apparently, they announced the features for the new one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the final one before they switch engines and yada yada. And Kenny messaged me and he goes, "Dude, did you see the feature video?" And I go, "What are you talking about?" And he's like, "The ones for 24 that have 100% made me buy it." And I went, "Okay." I thought we agreed that we wouldn't buy 24 and we would just continue our shit and then buy 25. But now that he was so hyped about it, I was like, now I gotta go look at it and see what it is, because now if I'm gonna buy this one, it's gonna be like, all right, well, I fucking. So we'll see. I might end up buying that one. But yeah.
Classic.
You know how it is. There's certain things that just suck me in.
Listen, if you enjoy it, who cares?
Exactly. All right, but that's all I got. Anything else?
Nope, good.
All right, perfect. Then enjoy your 2 weeks, and we'll see you in 14 days. Toodaloo, bye-bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.